powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Thanksgiving week edition of the show Better Than Before. I'm your host, Tony Richards, along with producer Bill.
Hello, Tony.
We have several things lined up today. We're going to talk about the history of Thanksgiving, how Thanksgiving came about in the United States. There's actually Thanksgivings that are celebrated in other countries also. Bill and I are going to talk about our favorite things about Thanksgiving. And I've also got 19 cool things, technology-wise and gadget-wise, that are probably going to be hot sellers this Christmas season. So maybe I'll give you some holiday shopping tip ideas a little bit later also.
Sounds good.
I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too.
It's probably my favorite holiday, which I will also say, just so you know, when Christmas gets here. I will say Christmas is my favorite holiday, but I think Thanksgiving edges it out just slightly, just from an experiential standpoint. I just like the experience of Thanksgiving, but Christmas has its own special place in my heart too.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's low pressure at Thanksgiving. Well, at least for me, I don't have to do the cooking.
Good. Well, we're going to get to the things we like about Thanksgiving here in just a second. If you're looking for a present this year, for that leader on your list, someone on your Christmas list is looking to become a better leader, I cannot recommend highly enough my own book that I've written called The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now. I wrote this book about 2 years ago, over a 3 or 4 year period. And it has 52 different chapters in it. And you can read a chapter in just a couple of minutes. And there's also an exercise and a reflection with each particular big idea to, you know, give you some things to think about where the idea is concerned. Also some things that you can do exercise-wise. When I get a client, the first thing I do is ask them to read the book, The Big Idea. They start in chapter one, finding your life purpose. And typically chapter one takes them a little while to get through because I have 13 questions to ask you about your life's purpose that you need to reflect on and think about and answer in your journal or in your notebook or wherever you write important things down. And then once you've answered those questions, you put it together in a few paragraphs that you can mold into a purpose statement for your life. I have a client in Kansas City who just did this exercise, and I've been coaching him for, I think, about 4 months. And it's taken him that long just to get it down to where he loves it, he's comfortable with it, and he reads it to me when we're on our coaching sessions, and it's highly energizing. He sent it to his CEO, and he sent it to his direct supervisor. And they were just knocked out by his purpose statement. So that is chapter one in my book, The Big Idea. If you're looking to get one, it's real easy to get. They're everywhere. You can buy a hard copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Or if you live within the vicinity of our office here in Columbia, Missouri, which I always tell people, and I'm going to do this for people. We have a tremendous amount of people who listen to our show outside Columbia. Mm-hmm. So if you're wondering where Columbia is, it's usually famous for the University of Missouri. But if Missouri were a dartboard, Columbia would be the bullseye. Mm-hmm. And we are located exactly halfway between St. Louis in the east and Kansas City in the west, which are both on the edges of the sides of Missouri. But if you're located somewhere in our vicinity here in this geography we call Central Missouri, you can come by our office when we're in on business hours, and we have copies of it here. And we would be more than happy to get a copy for you. And right now we've got them selling at a pretty good discount, so you can get a hard copy that way. If you want a digital copy, you can go on Amazon and get it for your Kindle or Barnes & Noble and get it for your Nook. If you'd like an audio version, you can go to our website, www.clearvisiondevelopment.com, and we have the audio version. If you're more of an audio type learner, you can get a copy of The Big Idea on our website. But it's The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, and I highly recommend it. If you have a leader on your list, someone who wants some material to really help them develop, this book would really do it.
Cool.
Hey, you know, while we're being thankful, which is what this episode is all about, while we're being thankful, let's be thankful that we're not in California right now.
I know, right?
And also pray for those people in California. Our hearts go out to them. In Northern California, and this has been a couple of days ago, so the death toll was around 23 people, and there were 100 people still missing. In Butte County, cars abandoned by fleeing motorists who found themselves unable to escape were in the roadway. Tires were blown out and melted.
Wow.
It's just very apocalyptic with the fires in Northern California. And then in Southern California, the Woolsey Fire has burned 83,000 acres. Two people have died so far, and that may have changed. Destroyed more than 100 homes and has dislocated 260,000 people that have had to evacuate across a wide swath of L.A. and Ventura counties. The fire spread in several directions, burning homes in Malibu, Westlake Village, and Thousand Oaks, while threatening parts of Simi Valley, West Hills, and numerous Ventura County communities. The fire, which is only 5% contained, has doubled in size, and hopefully they have contained it by now as you're listening to this. But just terrible. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the other side of the country with the hurricanes.
Right, right.
And the flooding. And, you know, the fires in California, we want you to know that we love you and we're praying for you, and we want you to be safe. Above all, houses and properties and automobiles can be replaced, but people cannot. So... also, one other thing that I didn't talk about last week, and it totally escaped me. My brother's birthday was last Sunday. His birthday's on November 11th, which is Veterans Day also. And we want to send out all of our thanks and appreciation, since this is a Thanksgiving episode. Thanks and appreciation to all veterans that have served our country and helped protect our freedoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other interesting thing about this past Veterans Day, November the 11th, 2018, was the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War One.
Oh, wow.
So 100 years since, I believe it was called Armistice Day mm-hmm. in 1918, when World War One, which was a tragic, tragic war, it broke down into trench warfare and hand-to-hand combat, lots of lives lost. And hopefully we will not have to go through anything like that again. World War One lasted 1,567 days.
Wow.
So it was a glad and happy and thankful day when that ended.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving, Bill?
I will be going out to my parents, like I usually do, and spending the day with them.
Yeah. So do you have any family Thanksgiving traditions?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. And the one thing that is a little unusual with our family is that we always have sauerkraut as part of our meal at Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We have German roots, and it's always been part of the meal.
I was going to ask that. So your family comes from German?
Yes. My great-grandmother is, she was first generation to this country.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. And can you remember how she talked?
Yes, I was very young, and she scared me with the way she talked.
Yeah, yeah. So I have some German background also.
Oh, yeah.
On my mom's side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Greek on my dad's side.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've always thought we were hardworking philosophers.
So do you have any traditions?
Yeah, we have some. I mean, our immediate family gets together. And when I say immediate, just germane to my mom and dad. Sometimes one of my uncles will come down from Owensboro. So I'm from Kentucky. So Thanksgiving is always celebrated in Kentucky. And I have not missed a Thanksgiving in Kentucky ever. So I've made all 50, this will be 55
wow.
Thanksgivings. And I had a Christmas streak that ran for 30 some odd years.
Okay.
Until it finally got broken because of a snowstorm, because I couldn't get from here to there. I think in 2002, my wife and then our dog at the time loaded into my car, and we got to the Lake of the Woods exit on I-70 and decided we'd turn back around.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is we turned back around and we stopped at the IGA and picked up a bunch of food for a Christmas dinner at our house because we'd planned on spending Christmas in Kentucky.
Yeah, sure.
And Anne Marie made the best Christmas dinner ever. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was our first, just the two of us, Christmas that we had spent in a long time. And we typically celebrate Christmas with each other now here in Columbia. So
right.
Thanksgiving is in Kentucky, and it's a family thing. It's a long-winded answer to your question. What are the things that you like about Thanksgiving?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I like that it's pretty low pressure. Also, it's one of the few times during the year that the entire family gets together.
Yeah. So how many people is that?
I would say around 20.
Well, that's a good size.
Yeah.
So is that you have a table that big, or do you have to break off into...
Actually, we have a group in the morning, and then we have a group in the afternoon.
So, besides this, do you love the sauerkraut, or is it part of the... Oh, yeah, okay.
So I grew up with it.
Do you have kielbasa with it, or...?
No, it's just a side dish, but we used to, and we don't do it anymore. We would do dumplings the next day with the sauerkraut.
I see. And does your mom make it from scratch?
It does come from a jar, but actually my cousin makes it.
Good. So what it is shredded cabbage, right?
Mm, pickled. And, of course, we always put bacon in it.
Oh, I haven't had that. I mean, man, bacon adds good things to everything.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Also, are you going to participate in Black Friday or...
Yeah, yeah, I am. It may come on Wednesday, but I'm going to participate. You know, for years, it was a family tradition that Anne Marie and I would take, especially since I moved away from Kentucky, which has been, 25, 26 years now. And I did it a few times before I moved away, but I would take my mom shopping. So Anne Marie and I would do that, but in the last couple of years, my mom has just said, forget it. I'm going to get all my shopping done before Black Friday.
Right.
So I wrote down a couple of things I like. To me, it's good time off to reflect on your blessings. You know, I keep a gratitude list, and my blog that will be coming out on the website this Friday will be about that, will be about my gratitude list. You know, when you think about what you're thankful for, it usually revolves around people first and things second. And you should be thankful for your things, but you should be first and foremost, you should be thankful for people. I like just the time off with my wife and my dogs, Oreo and Davey. I don't know if they know it's any other day besides a regular day because they're thankful all the time and they're happy all the time. And anytime we're just spending time with them, they're gleeful and happy. But it just makes me think they like the holidays better. Time with my family. There's only about 8 of us, you know, so me and my mom, my dad, Anne Marie, then my brother, his wife, and he has 2 children. So, my mom does not know how to cook for 8 people. She only knows how to cook for 800 people. And so we will take, food back to our house, that night and eat on it all weekend. Plus go back to her house and still have food to eat all weekend. So we will actually have Thanksgiving food at both houses all weekend long. And so, but it's good. And I've tried in the last couple of years to get my mom to slack up on all the cooking, but yeah, she doesn't know how to do that. It's one of the pleasures that she has in life, and I don't want to damper it. I'm trying to show concern, and I'm trying to show love by asking her to back off. But at the same time, it's something she likes doing. So,
do you have a favorite dish?
Well, I love her dressing. You know, she just, she learned how to make dressing and chicken and dumplings from my grandmother. And, you know, it's just really awesome. And my Anne Marie loves her sweet potatoes, which I've never eaten a sweet potato, nor will I ever. But the way my mom makes it, it's almost like a dessert.
Oh, wow.
And Anne Marie loves it.
Mm.
So I do not eat, I do not participate in sweet potatoes nor cooked turnips.
I don't think I've ever had a cooked turnip.
Yes, I've eaten turnips raw, and I kind of like those. But cooked turnips or cooked sweet potatoes or any kind of sweet potato is off the list. No sweet potato for you. And then I was thinking about this because I went over to Hy-Vee the other day, and it was the day it was snowing, and I stepped out of Hy-Vee, and there was a bell ringer there, and there was a snow was going on, and the air was crisp and cool, and it just seemed like everybody was happier, and that, I love that.
Right, yeah, it felt like the holidays.
I love that holiday feel in the atmosphere, the cool, brisk air, the bell ringing, the music's on, and everybody's, you know, they're hustling and bustling, but they're not too mad or upset. Or I like that. I like that. And I think I like to break the word apart. So to me, Thanksgiving is thanks and giving. And that's what's really important about the holiday.
I agree.
So we will talk about Thanksgiving and how we got Thanksgiving and why it's important to our country and to ourselves coming up in just a few minutes. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. And right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to a charity in need. From here, been here, always will be here, University Subaru, your truly locally owned dealer.
Hi, I'm Dave Drain.
And I'm Dan Burks.
And we're the owners of University Subaru. As a locally owned business, we care for our community.
And we know how important it is to give back, because this is our home.
During the Subaru Share the Love event, get a new vehicle, and Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
University Subaru, your truly locally owned dealer.
From here,
been here,
and we will always be here for you.
Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before, Tony Richards and producer Bill on this Thanksgiving week show. And I thought we'd take a few minutes and talk about the history of Thanksgiving. And then also, I want to share with you a couple of television shows and movies that you might want to watch. There are more of them than you think, but I have a regular Thanksgiving tradition movie that I watch that I want to pass along to everybody. And it's a movie that is all about Thanksgiving. So we'll talk about that. So Pilgrims and Puritans immigrated from England in the 1620s and 1630s, and they brought the tradition of days of fasting and days of Thanksgiving with them to New England. The modern Thanksgiving holiday tradition is traced to a well-recorded 1619 event in Virginia and a barely documented 1621 celebration at Plymouth in present-day Massachusetts. The 1619 arrival of 38 English settlers at Berkeley Hundred in Charles City County, Virginia, concluded with a religious celebration as dictated by the group's charter from the London Company, which specifically required that the day of our ship's arrival at the place assigned in the land of Virginia shall be yearly and perpetually kept holy as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. The 1621 Plymouth feast and Thanksgiving was prompted by a good harvest. Several days of Thanksgiving were held in early New England history that have been identified as the first Thanksgiving, including pilgrim holidays in Plymouth in 1621 and 1623, and a Puritan holiday in Boston in 1631. According to historian Jeremy Bangs, director of the Leiden American Pilgrim Museum, the pilgrims may have influenced by watching the annual services of Thanksgiving for the relief of the siege of Leiden in 1574 while they were staying there. Now called Oktoberfeasten, Leiden's autumn Thanksgiving celebration in 1617 was the occasion for sectarian disturbance that appears to have accelerated the pilgrims' plans to immigrate to America. Later, in Massachusetts, religious Thanksgiving services were declared by civil leaders such as Governor Bradford, who planned the colony's Thanksgiving celebration and fast in 1623. The practice of holding an annual harvest festival did not become a regular affair in New England until the late 1650s. Thanksgiving proclamations were made mostly by church leaders in New England up until 1682, and then both state and church leaders until after the American Revolution. While we were having the Revolutionary War period, political influences affected the issuance of Thanksgiving proclamations, and various proclamations were made by John Hancock, General George Washington, and the Continental Congress, each giving thanks to Almighty God for events favorable to their causes. And if you studied the Revolutionary War at all and how the United States at that time defeated the British, it was really miraculous. It was amazing. By all accounts, we should not have won the war. But by miracles that happened and amazing circumstances, we prevailed and we won. On the appointed day, they gave reverent thanks for the safety, for the health of their children, for the fertility of their fields, for the love which bound them together, and for the faith which united them with their God. Sounds like a great list. We should still do that these days. Thanksgiving also occurs in Canada. So Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday of October in Canada.
I did not know that.
So we missed it. Sorry for all of our Canadian listeners. And I believe coming up next week, we're actually going to have someone from Canada on the program.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask about Thanksgiving in Canada. It's held on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States. How did we get there? I'm going to tell you. Thanksgiving in the U.S. was observed on various dates throughout history, from the time of the Founding Fathers until the time of Lincoln. Thanksgiving was observed various from state to state. It's whenever the states wanted to have Thanksgiving.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The final Thursday in November had become the customary date that most U.S. states by the beginning of the 19th century, coinciding with and eventually superseding the existing holiday of Evacuation Day. What was Evacuation Day? That was the day the British left the United States after the Revolutionary War. Modern Thanksgiving was first officially called for in all states by 1863 when Abraham Lincoln put out a proclamation, and then influenced by the campaigning of Sarah Hale, who wrote letters to politicians for 40 years trying to make Thanksgiving an official holiday. Talk about persistence.
No kidding.
Just to make sure that Thanksgiving was made a national official holiday. So Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving on the final Thursday in November in celebration of the bounties that had continued to fall on the Union and for the military successes in the war. Because of the ongoing Civil War, a nationwide Thanksgiving date was not in effect until Reconstruction was completed in the 1870s. Bring us up to more modern. October 31st, 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a presidential proclamation changing the holiday to the next to last Thursday in November for business reasons. Come into your Black Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
So then the day after Thursday for years then became known as Black Friday because most businesses operated in the red till that day. And that was the day they got in the black because people began buying stuff for the holiday season the day after Thanksgiving. On December 26th, 1941, he signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day from the last Thursday in November to the fourth Thursday. In 1971, when the American Uniform Monday Holiday Act took effect, the American observance of Columbus Day has coincided with the Canadian observance of Thanksgiving. So when we have Columbus Day, Canada's having Thanksgiving, so we can remember it from now on. That's how we got Thanksgiving. It's not something that has been going on at the same time all the time and for various reasons, but always to make sure that our nation is thankful for the blessings we have. Okay, so what are some of these movies that are set around Thanksgiving? There's Alvin and the Chipmunks Thanksgiving Celebration. I have this on DVD, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. When do you think A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving first aired on television?
The 50s?
1973.
No kidding.
When you and I were around 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So we would probably remember that, right? We experienced it, I'm sure.
Right.
That was probably a big deal to us at 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Brown got a Thanksgiving show. Pilgrim Popeye. And if you're a Looney Tunes fan, there's Pilgrim Porky. And also Bugs Bunny's Thanksgiving Diet. If you want to watch a movie, maybe you've seen Addams Family Values. So that was the modern making of the Addams Family, and that was a sequel around Thanksgiving. Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Ah.
Grumpy Old Men with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yep, they got Thanksgiving theme. Hannah and Her Sisters. Home for the Holidays. National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Family Reunion. Nobody's Fool from 1994. What else we got here? Paul Blart, Mall Cop from 2009. Primary Colors, which is an election movie with John Travolta. Someone Killed Her Husband from 1978. And then You've Got Mail, which is one of my wife's favorite movies.
Oh,
with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks from 1998. And then my annual movie that we watch every Thanksgiving, and I got to remember to pack it in the car. But Steve Martin is trying to get home for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
He has gone to this city to present an advertising campaign, and he has the hardest time getting back home. And he pairs up with a traveling companion, John Candy. The first person who basically foils his attempt to get home is the one and only Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
So he tries in planes. And he tries in trains, and he tries in automobiles. And he finally gets home for Thanksgiving, not to ruin it for everybody if you haven't seen it. But for a long time, that's the only Thanksgiving movie that I could think of.
Same here.
Because we got tons of Christmas ones, right?
Right.
But I'd like to have one that we could watch around Thanksgiving. My wife is a huge John Hughes fan anyway. So that is our Thanksgiving movie. And what's funny is every year when I watch it, Steve Martin and John Candy get younger. It's almost like Steve Martin's hair has just turned white. And poor John Candy, of course, has gone on and passed. And you look for other people in the movie that are stars, but they aren't stars yet. And John Hughes used a lot of the same people in a lot of his movies. And
right.
They're just funny character type actors.
Right. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah. And so if you're looking for one to watch around the Thanksgiving table with your family, I think that's a pretty good one. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Okay, so we've got 19 cool, mind-blowing, cool gift ideas that you can buy your technology-oriented friends for Christmas this year. Coming up next on Better Than Before.
Hi, I'm Dave Drain.
And I'm Dan Burks.
And we're the owners of University Subaru. As a locally owned business, we care for our community.
And we know how important it is to give back, because this is our home.
During the Subaru Share the Love event, get a new vehicle, and Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
University Subaru, your truly locally owned dealer.
From here.
Been here.
And we will always be here for you.
Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more.
Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This Thanksgiving week, usually the big apex is Thanksgiving Day. Well, lately what's happened is a Black Friday has started like Thanksgiving afternoon.
Right, right. Well, how do you feel about the people having to go into work on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I feel one way or the other. I mean, the retailers are having such a difficult time, and more business is gravitating online. And so they're just trying to gain an advantage of some kind. And if you're truly thankful, I guess, you're thankful that these people have jobs and they have something to go to that they can make money at. And I try to look at it that way because the companies probably make provision one way or another. Either they make more when they work that day or they get another day off in exchange or something. And I know that sometimes it causes problems with families having to get together or whatever. I don't know that I would allow myself to get one way or another about it. You know, there for a while, it was like midnight tonight.
Right. And I was just wondering if it was more of like a competition between stores trying to one up.
Oh, they had definitely what it is because everybody wants you to come to their place first. They had the midnight tonight. Then they had the door busters. Bust the doors open for only an hour or two. And then they just kept moving it up where it starts at like 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night now. And I'm not going to do it. If you're a worker, I guess be thankful that you have this job. If you're a company, be thankful that people will actually come to your store. I'm not going to, but some people will. All I can tell you is be nice. I don't care when you go. Just be nice to people. Don't knock anybody over. Don't be like George leaving the house when the house was on fire in Seinfeld where he knocks the poor old grandma and her walker to the side. But be nice.
Yeah. Well, I have a few statistics for Black Friday. You know that $5 billion are spent in 24 hours?
$5 billion.
Isn't that crazy? You know who the top two retailers are?
I do not.
Amazon is the top. And then Walmart, which makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense. You're not going to bust the doors open at Amazon. But
yeah, so a lot of people are online on Black Friday.
Right. People don't think about that, but there are people working at Amazon.
Wow, that's
true. Just because you're buying online doesn't mean there aren't people at the warehouses and behind the scenes doing IT and all that. They got people working just like physical retailers do.
On average, the Black Friday shopper spends about $335.
$335.
And the average discount, 24%.
What's interesting is we'll have to do that same exercise on the week after Christmas.
Yeah.
And see what the percent is when we get to that show.
And 30% of all annual retail occurs between Black Friday and Christmas.
Yeah, that's why it's called Black Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is the quarter to make money, which really boils down to what, about 5 weeks, 6 weeks? Time to make hay.
This is it.
So if you're going to shop on Black Friday, what should you get for people? Well, I've got 19 things here. The first one is called Fixed, F-I-X-D. And that is prevent thousands and thousands of dollars in unnecessary car repairs because most of us panic when our check engine light comes on, mostly because we have no idea what the check engine light means when it comes on. But if you mount this little fixed plug-in right underneath your dash or whatever, then you can know exactly why your check engine light comes on, how severe it is, and how much it's going to cost in plain English with Fixed. Invented by three Georgia Tech grads, it plugs in below your car steering wheel and sends everything you need to know about your car directly to your phone via a free app.
Love it.
So number two, Peeps Carbon Technology, NASA's solution for dirty glasses. Tired of leaving streaks and scratches every time you wipe your lenses? Clean them with the same technology NASA uses on the space station. You'll be shocked how clear your lenses look after using Peeps for the first time. PEEPS uses a unique invisible carbon cleaning compound to safely and easily remove everything from oily fingerprint smudges to dust and facial oils. The PEEPS Glasses Cleaner is the safest and most tested lens clean technology in the world. No wonder over 1.5 million have already been sold. This all sounds like one big commercial, doesn't it?
I was just going to say that.
I'm really trying to be informational. Sorry. Number three, KeySmart, the keychain of the future. KeySmart is the compact solution to your bulky leg-poking key ring. The patented S design creates a perfectly organized key ring and multifunctional tool. You can easily attach your car key fob with free loop accessory. Fully customizable, comes in a bunch of color options and accessories available, and all your keys and accessories in less than 60 seconds. No tools required. Number four, mind insole. So think about insole of your shoe. Foot massage and reducing back pain in every step you take. Did you know back, knee, and hip pain? This does sound like a commercial. Did you know back, knee, and hip pain is often due to an issue in the feet? Yes, I did. I have that issue. Think about it. I may have to get this. Think about it. Your feet are permanently stuck between your body weight and the rock-hard ground. Any slight misalignment affects your entire body. The team at Mind Insole has created a revolutionary foot insole that combines ancient reflexology with modern magnetic technology to deliver 400 different acupoints of relief for your feet. You can reduce back pain and feet better with every step, and it goes in your shoe.
I like it.
Number five, Heat Buddy. Heat up a room in minutes and save hundreds. In the middle of winter, trying to heat every area of your home is impossible. What's more, it's not efficient. Therefore, why not heat only select areas of your home that you will be using? Use it in your office, your garage, basement, or camping with your family. The energy-efficient plug-in heater is small and compact. It's more than suitable for several rooms in your house. You can turn it on, set the temperature, and let Heat Buddy do all the work. It's safe around children and pets. And what users appreciate about this little heating device is how effective it is while being entirely portable. It has a digital temperature display and uses just 350 watts of power. Number six, Energex Charger. Fix your phone's battery life. If you're like me and you don't upgrade your phone every year, this charger has been a saving grace. You can purchase this thin adapter that turns your phone into a wireless charging device. Number seven, what happens when a podiatrist, rocket scientist, and a high heel shoe lover come together? They get together and they take the hurt out of wearing great-looking shoes. They collectively create the only high heel shoe insert that actually works, and they call it Vivian Liu. These slim shoe inserts take a revolutionary approach to making your going-out shoes feel as good as they look. Instead of just cushioning problem areas, Vivian Liu insoles redistribute your weight to stop the cause of high heel pain at its source. Plus, they're carefully designed to look good and feel great in your shoes. No odd sizing, no poking out, no moving around. Night Guide High Definition Driving Glasses. Did you know that night driving is a top cause of auto accidents? It's a scary thought that even though there's a 60% less traffic on the road at night, accidents at night account for almost 50% of all fatal car accidents. Night Guide High Definition isn't just the hero we want, it's the hero we need. It lets you see enhanced color and clarity, just like high-definition television, and it's at the fraction of a price of designer glasses. It's durable, lightweight, and stylish. The popularity of these glasses is growing due to the millions of people who have difficulty driving at night. Number nine, Echo Green Charcoal Bags. Purify and freshen your room totally and naturally. The magic of activated charcoal continues to give as scientists discover new ways to use its already proven purifying power. Imagine never having to spray a bottle again. Right now, they got a package deal going on. The more you get, the more you can save. Check out Echo Green Charcoal Bags. And I'm starting to think about sending these people a bill. Super Boost Wi-Fi. Stay connected in any place in your home. Imagine getting home after an 8-hour shift and you've been looking forward to your favorite time of the day, post-work bathroom break in front of the comforts of your home. Just you, your phone, and the internet. Nothing is more annoying when you're finally comfortable and the Wi-Fi doesn't quite reach your upstairs bathroom. This sounds like a first world problem. We should be thankful to have bathrooms. With the SuperBoost Wi-Fi, you can make sure your home is covered from corner to corner. Don't let the simple problem get in the way of your me time. Extra PC. Make your old slow computer like new again. Is your computer painfully slow? Have you considered buying a new faster computer, but the price of an even basic one makes you cringe? Do you wish there was a cheaper, more affordable way to get a new computer? It's incredibly frustrating when computers slow down or stop working for no reason, and even after all the diagnostic upgrades and money spent. Well, fortunately, there's a new device that has recently hit the market and is giving old slow computers lightning-fast speed again. It's called Extra PC. Extra with an X. X-T-R-A PC. The Photo Stick. How to back up your photo with one click. I need to get this for my wife. The Photo Stick is a small thumb drive that's compatible with your computer. It's the perfect device for finding and storing all your lost photos and videos. It's super fast to upload, and you won't spend precious hours of your weekend playing with the cloud or getting mad at your computer. You can upload everything with the touch of just one button. Use the Photo Stick. It'll scan all the files on your computer and automatically save any media files just by pressing one button.
Very cool.
Glow Bowl. If you have kids or you're going to throw a party or you just want the coolest toilet bowl on your block, you'll love Glow Bowl. Let's face it, kids can make a mess around the toilet, especially if it's dark. No more leaving on the light all night and wasting energy or blinding whoever enters the room. At parties, the motion-activated Glow Bowl with colorful lighting will be fun for friends to comment on and see. You can lock in one of seven colors or let it rotate. Get yours now and make your bathroom more exciting. Dodow is a revolutionary sleep aid that retrains your brain to fall asleep on its own. It sits on your nightstand and slowly projects a rhythmic glow on your ceiling that's perfect for putting you to sleep. Focusing on the light helps you clear your mind and slows your breathing and relaxes your body so you can quickly and peacefully drift off into a deep and restful sleep. Notice the difference in delivery on this in Glow Bowl. This thing is so effective that some users say that only after a few months, they don't even need to use it anymore. Now, that's a sleep solution. Skylink HD TV antenna. Get free television legally. This high-definition TV antenna is getting millions of Americans to finally call it quits on cable. No subscriptions, no bills, no rising rates. It works by grabbing the signal already being broadcast by companies, and the best part is, it's legal. Buy this one time, and you'll have television whenever you want, but get it soon. Who knows when they'll lobby Congress to get rid of these.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
XY Find It. You can find any lost item in seconds. With XY Find It, it will allow you to find lost items from up to 300 feet away using crowd GPS technology. Just attach the coin-sized XY4 to any item, your keys, your wallet, your purse, your car, even your dog, and the free XY Find It app will find it in seconds. But what if you can't use the app because your phone is missing? Aha! Press XY4 plus to make your phone ring, even if it's on silent. Visor, V-I-Z-R, easily navigate without taking your eyes off the road. Over 424,000 drivers are injured every year in car crashes because they're distracted. The kind of distraction that comes from looking back and forth between a screen and the road. Now there's a safer way to get where you're going. Simply place your phone on Visor, a cutting-edge heads-up display solution that takes the same tech fighter pilots use to stay focused and brings it to your car's dashboard. With a transparent display that grips to your dashboard and a huge selection of phone apps to help you view GPS, traffic conditions, speedometer, street maps, and more, and it will project on your dashboard. You'll never have to take your eyes off the road for directions again.
That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. It's called Visor, V-I-Z-R. Crash Safe. So if you don't have Visor, Crash Safe a phone charger that can save your life in a car accident. Every day, 3,000 people lose their lives on the road. For many, it's not the crash that's deadly, it's what happens immediately after. Experts agree countless drownings, deaths by fire, and roadside incidents that could be avoided if drivers just kept a window, breaker, seatbelt cutter within arm's reach. Enter CrashSafe, a phone charger with six essential functions you'll need to stay safe after an accident. If you're trapped in a sinking or burning car, there's a tool for that. Stranded on the side of a dark road with no flashlight and a dead phone battery, CrashSafe solves those problems too. And unlike other safety tools, CrashSafe is never out of reach. Keep it plugged in your car's cigarette lighter and you can grab it and go. Last one.
All right.
For those of you who never thought we'd get to the end of this segment. FlexSafe, a portable safe for wherever you are going. So, does this sound familiar? I just put it down for a second, and when I turned around, it was gone. Thieves only need a split second to do what they do best, whether you're at the beach, the pool, an amusement park, or even the store. Give your family and yourself the gift of peace of mind. Winners on ABC's Shark Tank, FlexSafe is a slim portable safe that goes wherever you go. Built with five layers of durable protection and a corrosion-resistant heavy-duty lock, this is designed to save you stress and money for years to come. Store your phone, credit cards, debit cards, passports, keys, jewelry, and other valuables inside FlexSafe, then lock and secure it to any fixed object. And those are 19 cool technology gadgets that you can buy your favorite person this Christmas. And there's no time like Thanksgiving shopping season to get them. Make your life easier, safer, cooler. You get that global man, you'll be the talk of your neighborhood. Now, it may not be good talk, but you'll be the talk of your neighborhood. All right. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That's our show. Bill, you got anything to add?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wonderful. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. And right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to a charity in need. From here, been here, always will be here, University Subaru, your truly locally owned dealer. This is Tony Richards. Our chief producer is Bill Foster, and our associate producer is Whitney Coker. From all of us here at Clear Vision Development Group, don't forget that this holiday, Thanksgiving, is all about thanks and giving. Have gratitude and be a giving person to everyone you meet. Until we talk to you next week on Better Than Before, remember, everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.